Good evening. Thank you for joining us here on KCIM, Western Iowa's information leader. I'm Miles Brewer, here to bring you your evening news for this Wednesday, August 5th. When small town events come around, it can take a village. With a range of events in the coming week, the City of Glidden is seeking volunteers. Glidden City Clerk and Administrator Brooke Peterson says they need volunteers beginning tomorrow to set up human foosball.
Well, human foosball is a big hit. We've rented it for the last few years. We are going to set that up Thursday night. We were just looking for about 4 to 6 guys because there is some heavy lifting with some of the steel beams that we have to put in there. But I think I might actually have that covered. Again, we'll always take more volunteers to help set that up because many hens make light work.
Peterson says there's also a need for volunteers to assist with inflatables for Friday's festivities. Volunteers will assist with ensuring the safety of participants.
Friday, we're just looking for some volunteers to help with the inflatables. So we'll have the inflatable. We have about 5 of them. We'll have those inflated from 8 p.m. to about 10 p.m.-ish. That is going to be going on after the grease pig contest and while cowpy bingo is kind of going on. Super simple. All you got to do is just sit there and just make sure that we're spacing out the kids so the inflatables don't get inundated. And it's just kind of more for safety purposes. So very easy volunteer hours there.
Moving forward, volunteers are called for art camp on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week.
And then next week's already art camp, mainly looking for volunteers for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the younger kid classes. So from 9 to 11 is the K through second grade, and then third and fourth grade is noon to 2 p.m. And again, it's just kind of helping the kids out with fine motor skills or take them out to burn off some energy out at the park, helping serve snacks, just things like that.
Those interested in helping out can stop by Glidden City Hall, shoot them a message on Facebook, or give them a call at 712-659-3010. Again, that's 712-659-3010. Senator Chuck Grassley says it was common sense for two of his Republican colleagues to insist on written assurances that a proposed nearly $1.8 billion fund for victims of Justice Department, quote-unquote, weaponization has been abandoned. That development led to Tuesday's vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee to advance Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche's nomination to have the job permanently. Grassley says he has had concerns about the anti-weaponization fund that had been part of an IRS settlement with President Trump. And Grassley says it's a crime it took so long to get the matter resolved. Grassley says that Blanche has had a successful anti-crime track record over the past 4 months while he's been acting Attorney General and should be confirmed by the Senate. Lake City is seeking new leadership for the area. The city is calling for applicants to fill a recent vacancy on its city council. Lake City Councilmember Lee Vogt is relocating, resulting in the open position. Those interested in filling the vacancy are encouraged to submit a letter of interest to Lake City City Hall. Letters may be dropped off or emailed to cityadministrator@lakecityiowa.com. The deadline is noon on Thursday, August 13th. That's Thursday of next week. In the letter of interest, the applicant should list their name, address, contact information, and a brief statement explaining their interest in serving on the city council. Questions can be directed to Lake City's City Hall. The Libertarian Party candidate who filed to run in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District has ended his campaign, and Iowa Libertarians will hold a nominating convention Sunday to put another candidate's name on the November ballot. Marco Battaglia had been listed on Iowa ballots in previous elections, but this spring, the state objection panel ruled he did not qualify for this year's ballot because his legal name is Mark T. Anderson. The candidate, who's gone by the name Marco Battaglia in a band and in politics, said last week he'd appeal a district court decision to keep him off the 2026 ballot. But the Libertarian Party has announced he's had a medical emergency and is ending his campaign. Under Iowa law, political parties may hold conventions and replace candidates who withdraw by August 14th. Democrat Rob Sands says if he's elected governor, he'd sign a bill banning tax breaks for data centers. Sands says that data center operators should pay taxes just like everybody else. Data centers, for example, can claim sales tax refunds on computer purchases, and there's a property tax exemption for the computers and equipment used to operate a data center. Sand has released a series of steps he says will ensure data centers are contributing to Iowa's economy, such as requiring data centers to pay 100% of the cost of infrastructure upgrades and energy usage. He also says any data center deal with a local Iowa government should be a public record and include information about water and energy usage, as well as the wages workers will be paid. We're going to step away for just a moment, but we'll continue your evening news after the break I'm Miles Brewer reporting.
You may think your home's concrete is on solid ground, but chances are it's not. Drought, excess moisture, and soil compaction can all cause your driveway, sidewalk, patio, or pool deck to sink and crack. The good news is Thrasher Foundation Repair can fix your concrete problems permanently, so you and your family can rest easy. Because concrete problems don't get better with time. They get better with Thrasher Foundation Repair. Visit GoThrasher.com to schedule your free inspection today.
Carroll Broadcasting Stations, KCIM, KKRL, and KIKD are looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification about a job vacancy at our stations, please notify Renee Osterlin at 1119 East Plaza Drive, Carroll, Iowa. Call 712-792-4321 or email Renee at Carroll Broadcasting. Carroll Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Sign up, sync up, and watch the free play add up. It pays to join Club Wild at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel. Earn up to $30 in free play on your first visit and get up to $100 in losses reimbursed on your next visit. Club Wild is packed with possibilities. Come see why. More fun, more rewards, more ways to win. Only at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel. You'd rather be here.
Welcome back from the break. Miles Brewer here with you on KCIM, Western Iowa's information leader. The Carroll Community School District Board of Education will meet tomorrow for a work session ahead of the coming school year. The board will discuss its district facility plan, which is a proposed consolidation from four campuses to three with the elimination of Adams Elementary. They have hosted two town halls so far to gather public opinion, but they aren't expected to review the latest feedback until their next monthly meeting. They will also, at this work session, review a draft of the 2026-2027 strategic plan, and the Carroll Community School District will host its back-to-school event on Sunday, August 16th, before staff returns to work that following Tuesday. Following all staff returning, the board is expected to hold its next monthly meeting at 5 p.m. on August 20th, and Carroll Community School District students return to the classroom on Monday, August 24th. Nick Nurse, head coach for the Philadelphia 76ers and a Carroll native, and the Nick Nurse Foundation are honoring Nurse's older brother through the weekend. Steve Nurse passed away unexpectedly on April 29th of this year at the age of 62. The Golf and Music Festival this year is held in his memory, and the festivities begin tomorrow with a members-only mixer and a performance by West Los Angeles-based group Dogtown Blues Band. Friday will see tournament action, a summer pool party from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and more live music from tribute group Elton and Billy and 80s cover group Fast Times. Saturday's music is brought to you by Purple Piano and Bravo, those two groups. The activities will be held at Carroll National. For more details, visit their website at carrollnational.golf, linked with this story on our website. All the proceeds will be donated to support charitable initiatives through the Nick Nurse Foundation, a nonprofit organization focused on improving children's lives through music, sports, and literacy. The Department of Natural Resources has identified the boater who died in a collision on West Lake Okoboji Sunday as 64-year-old Zan Ji Tang of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He died after his 19-foot fishing boat collided with a cabin cruiser operated by 49-year-old Brian Rolfson of Spirit Lake around 1 p.m. Five children on Tang's boat were injured, and no condition update is available on them. No one on the other boat was injured, and investigators say that alcohol was not a factor in the crash. Students enrolled in an EMT course offered by Iowa Central Community College will be the first in the country allowed to apply for a new class of federal grants. U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon was in Fort Dodge yesterday, surrounded by more than two dozen students, to make the announcement. Pell Grants were established in 1972 to help low-income students seeking college degrees. The Trump administration has just completed the guidelines for workforce Pell Grants for students who may complete a training or certification program in as little as 8 to 15 weeks. The education secretary says that these workforce Pell Grants will give students a way to quickly get trained and land a job without being saddled with debt. Governors are required to identify training programs for the workforce Pell program, and Governor Reynolds was the first in the country to submit an application. And that's going to do it for your evening news here on KCIM, Western Iowa's information leader, for this Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Miles Brewer reporting.